Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. And boy, do I have a show for you today. I'm warning you in advance that I'm a little under the weather, and my Baptist preacher has already arrived to the room. I've got a lot to say today, and so here we go. First of all, I want to talk about the difference between needing something and desiring it. If you hold yourself in the need of something, it's a victim perspective, and it gives your subconscious the illusion that it does not have a choice because you need it. So you're not choosing to create it. You're desperate to find it and get it. So I want to bring that all to your attention today. The second thing I've got to talk about is all these shootings and that's going on. You know, I very, very rarely ever get political on this show. And I'm not getting political on this show. But I have to speak up from the point of view of the teacher that I am. I have been a teacher all my life in the public schools, in a dance school, in this work, in my acting studio. I am a teacher. My job as a teacher is to heal, to educate, to love, to nurture, to instore confidence and joy of the expansion of knowledge. It is not to carry a damn gun. It is not my job as a teacher. And it offends my heart at the very thought of the fact that we are looking, even looking at a road to walk down where we think that's a solution to the violence in this country. There has to be a better way, and it's called love. And I am asking you all, in whatever way, shape, or form that you choose to do this, choose. Because not choosing is to choose. Not knowing where you stand is to make the choice that allows the choices to be made. So stand up for love. Stand up for the equality of self-creation through voicing what we know is in alignment with what we believe. So I ask you, you know, when I looked at my reaction when all this was happening, and I went, wow, why am I so plugged in? The first thing I saw was me landing in Poland when I went to go do a movie there. There were armed guards on the plains. There were armed guards on every street corner. There were armed guards in the supermarkets. Where does it stop, guys? Where do the guns stop and the civility starts and the love takes over? You must step up now and make a choice. Now, you can hear this gravelly place that I'm in. Half the set is down with this stuff, which doesn't mean at all that I have to be, but here I am. And it happened the day after I said, guys, I never get sick, because I don't. I can't remember the last time I was sick. And yet, here I am. So, like everything, I started looking for the pony. And it's funny, I came back to my room and I had CNN on, and I didn't even catch what subject it was about, but somebody said something like, well, as soon as I stated the positive, the negative happened. And I went, well, okay, that's all I need. That's two in one day, me and them. What is this about? And this is the big stuff that we got to. So everybody listen, because truthfully, this is probably the most important show, and tomorrow the most important e-blast that I've done in years. So stop what you're doing and listen. Basically, what we got to was this repetition of disease that goes on, this pattern and repetition of dis-ease, is because of the anger we keep turning in toward ourselves, because we will not accept that we can have everything we want, that it's all possible, and that it's all fun and games. Now, the big news is that we have to claim this, the positive of this, for all genetic memory of God. Now, what is God in our definition? All thought, all possibilities, all space in between. So for all thought and all possibility and all space in between, we are claiming for all parallel universes, past lives, all of the lives we've been in a womb, all of the lives we've been children, all of the lives we've been teenagers, all of the lives we've been adults and elderly, all of God everywhere, in every time, space, continuum, and dimension, we claim that I know now that I create what I want, that it's possible, and it's all fun and games, and I'm having a ball doing it. And so it is. Now, it took me 5 days, and I could feel there was one more piece. And finally, I'm sitting here going, you've got to give this to me before the show. I've got to take this out to my people. And it was like, oh, it's every mass of energy ever. Well, that's God. Bingo. But you see, we have that little place in us that goes, oh, well, who are we to claim anything for God? Well, we are the God that is claiming for God, because we are all thought, all possibility, and all space in between. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of that. So I want to repeat this because it's really important. The main cause of the repetition of dis-ease is the anger we have turned in against the God of ourselves about not accepting that we create everything we want, that it's possible for us, and that we can have a lot of fun and games doing it. In other words, and so it is, in other words, the other shoe never has to drop, guys. You know, if you're going to get the relationship, you don't have to take a bite in your money. If you've gotten your money, you don't have to take a bite in your health, right? You don't have to get it and lose it, get it and lose it, get it and lose it, and keep repeating those patterns. We get to have it all, and we get to have a lot of fun doing it. And so it is. Okay. Wow, that came out a lot faster than I thought it would. So we are going to the calls. And I invite you, speak up and speak your truth, and let's have a conversation here. We're going to start with Sandy in Atlanta. Hi, you're on.
Hi. I've not been on before.
Oh, well, what a show to join us on, Sandy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ask any question that you like, sweetheart, and the channel will give you some guidance.
Okay, I guess it'd be guidance on my elderly father.
The first thing I heard, Sandy, was he's getting ready to go.
Okay.
Well, so talk to me about what's going on. He's not ready to go, that's true, but he's all of you out there, and I've talked about this, but Sandy's new with us. It can take years for people to prepare to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad, I end up having him in the hospital for about 6 days because he is not eating and drinking very well, and you can't tell an elderly person anything. And now I took him up to north of me, which is a long ways from my brother, and he's ticked off about it. And I'm guardian, and he's going to try to fight me tooth and nail. My brother's a sociopath. So it's kind of no holes barred.
So, but Sandy, succinctly, yeah? What is your question?
My question is, what do I do about this situation? I mean, am I... And where do I take this, you know?
Well, let's start with the principle that you cannot create for another person. You can help them, you can support them. But if your dad is getting ready to go, and I get very clearly that he is, of course, you are your highest answer, so you always go back to you for your own knowing. Again, you can support him, you can do the best for him, but you cannot live his life for him, and you certainly can't keep him alive.
No, I don't want to.
Okay. At the same time, what the channel is saying is you're kind of setting yourself up for you having to pay for doing all this good, Sandy. And it's kind of a no-win situation for you. So now you've got your brother, is it, fighting you?
Yeah.
Okay. So here, your dad didn't want to go, is that correct? Did I hear that correctly?
Didn't want to go to the rehab?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't want to go to the hospital, and he didn't want to go to rehab, but we have no choice because the place he lives would not have accepted him back in the shape he's in.
Okay, so you have two people against you. I want you to realize that. You're trying to force what, in your opinion, is a loving, responsible position onto two people who don't want to play the same game.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to make the clear decision that you are going to enter into this in an objective and not an emotional way. You can't be taking this personally from either one of them, because otherwise you go down.
Okay. Well, the thing is, you know, I took him up there because, you know, all these senior places, I mean, senior rehab places are really full. And I didn't want to take him clear over in Cobb County, which is an hour away from me, because my brother's not helping.
Exactly.
And this place is really, really nice. It does have its flaws. I've already found those out.
So, Sandy, you're doing the best you can, aren't you?
I think so.
Okay. Well, then the real question you called about today is, I know I'm doing the best I can. I know I have two people doing the best I can. So how can I relieve my guilt about doing the best I can?
It's not even relieving the guilt. It's knowing, I know that Dad wants to pass, but I don't know how long that's going to be.
And nobody will, baby. Nobody
yeah.
will. You just yeah, have to love him and support him in the best way that you can, knowing that his reaction to you is not personal at all.
Yeah.
It's coming from fear. It's coming from not knowing. You know, we're all in fear of the unknown, guys. All of us. And death is the biggest unknown. He's disoriented also, they're saying. Anytime you take an elderly person out of the place they know and are comfortable with, there's a part of the brain that gets disoriented. So
yeah.
the message from the channel to you is stand back, remain objective, know you are doing the best you can, and allow him the space to leave when he's ready.
Okay. How do I deal with my brother?
You don't.
On this?
You don't. Don't even bring him in if you don't have to.
Well, the courts, I mean, my brother's going to try to fight me in court saying
about
that
what?
I have to. Huh?
About what, sweetheart?
He wants me to bring him back over to his county because it's inconvenient to him. And by my rights as a guardian, I have any rights to take him anywhere in the state I need to.
Okay, well, you just answered your own question, but you see, you don't feel good about it. That the channel
yep.
keeps coming back to, you have to choose to feel good about the decisions you are making, because
okay.
you know you have the right to make them, and yet you're playing this game of guilt with yourself.
Well, it's just he is one of these sociopaths that pushes the limits, and he's caused me a lot of grief.
Okay, so you don't want to play with him. You don't want to get in the sandbox with him, Sandy.
Right.
Do you understand?
But
right. you have to know within yourself that you're doing the right stuff here. And that's what it's really, that's where your strength's going to come from, sweetheart. Thank you for
okay.
calling in. Much love to you.
I appreciate it.
You bet, sweetheart. Well, that's a tough one, I know. But guys, again, families... Families are quite amazing at creating guilt and disharmony toward the end of people's lives, especially when it comes to, you know, separating their belongings and the things that belong to the family and blah, 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 and all that stuff. You have to stand back and remain incredibly objective. Eileen in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I have two questions. One is my cousin, speaking of, my cousin is still hanging in there. And, you know, I guess she'll go when she goes.
Everybody, honey. Everybody goes when they go. There's nothing you guys can do about it. Everybody leaves with choice. So the channel is saying, though, however, take a moment to look at what lessons of patience and giving over of control this is affording you to learn.
Yeah, I mean, it, for me, it's like I don't really feel like I'm controlling anything. I had two wonderful conversations with her, and I'm grateful.
Good.
Yeah.
So what's your question?
Well, I don't have a question around that, really.
Okay. Okay.
The other question is about stuff going on with numbness in my feet. And I'm just wondering the best way to address it.
Okay. I have to state I'm not a doctor, which you guys hear every week, I know, but legally I have to state that. Do you have... any kind of diabetes?
No.
Have you been checked for it?
Yeah.
How long ago?
A few months.
Okay. Well, they're suggesting you might have it checked again.
Yeah.
Your blood sugar.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's really coming from my knees or my lower back.
When they show me a picture, they're taking me more to your calves. Do you stretch calves? Guys, I never knew how important stretching my calves were, and I'm a dancer, so I should know. But since I've been working with my trainer, so many of my back and leg problems come from the fact that I wasn't stretching my calves enough. So you know how to do that. You step up on a step, and you drop your heel, and you really stretch your calves.
Right, right.
So try that and see if it'll help. Energetically, we're going to a core belief around what it's about. So hang on. And it's also about their thing, what we talked about in the first of the hour, about knowing you can have everything you want. Going right here, here, to five, six. Yeah, see, no matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. And the addendum that they gave to me when I was working on something else last week, no matter what I do, it doesn't work, so part of me never expects it to. And that's more what your numbness is trying to tell you.
Hmm.
I'm numb into letting it all in. Let it all in, guys. I let it all in. I let everything in. They're screaming at me. If you want to speak to the channel, press 1 so you can get in the lineup. Okay. So did everybody hear that? No matter what I do, it works, and all of me expects it to. And so it is.
Thank you.
All right, baby? Yep.
Yes.
That resonate?
It does.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Miss Deka, haven't heard from you for a while. Hi, baby. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dee. And I'm
good.
Doing the work almost every day.
Good.
I got into the SAG radio after plays, after auditioning for 3 years. And
Woo!
Had a wonderful, I had a wonderful experience. And then it followed a depression in almost any work I did. I had to just let it go. As it wanted to leave. And now my question is, do I have a belief that I haven't been able to locate on my own, and I'm very faithful with the work, that's keeping me from getting paid and moving on some other business ideas that I have?
The first part of your question is a yes, but it's not around what you asked about. So there is a belief that's holding you back from total expansion into everything you want to do. That's the highest way to express it, Deka. And what you mentioned was exactly what we were talking about at the first of the hour, which is as soon as I get what I want, something bad has to happen. As soon as I get what I want, the other shoe has to drop and I have to get depressed. Or I have to get sick. Or I have to lose the money that I made, you know? So that's really the basis of what we're talking about here. So start working with exactly what they are giving you here today. No matter what I do, it works, and all of me expects it to. And I accept that I am the possibility of creating everything I want, and it's all fun and games. Because if it's not all fun and games, then the other shoe drops.
Okay, I've got it. And to make it, I didn't get it all written down, Dee, but I do take almost everything you say to heart. So may I say, no matter what I do, it works, all fun and games, and all the rest of what Dee said.
You're funny, Deka. Well, interestingly enough, I get a yes. But even without the and everything else Dee said, you've got it.
I've got it.
And let me tell y'all, if you want it in writing, it's all explained in the e-blast tomorrow. So you'll have it. You can print it. It's there. Now, remember that wellness is mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, and dimensional, right? So we're claiming that we can have everything I want in all those areas of wellness, and it's all fun and games, and it's possible, and I create it. And so it is. It's all done for you, Deka.
Thank you.
You bet. Good. Thank you for tying that in. That was great. Okay, Miss Emily in California, you're on. Now you're on.
Hi, Dee. Well,
hi, baby.
I've got it too. Whatever this sore throat and all this gook. I dropped my car off. It's getting a whole new engine. And
because that's what your throat's about, getting a whole new engine. Wow, my pendulum just went to big yes. Hold on. This is information for all of us. So, well, I don't really have a belief in this, so I got to look into this. So this sickness stuff is like limiting stuff, moving itself out so we don't ever have to experience it again. That's not the right question. That can't be the right question. I get yes, it is, and it's not the right question. Oh, I'll see. Again, it's the belief that in order for us, I got it. All right, here's my Baptist preacher again. They're giving me those terms, the dark night of the soul. There's no such thing as the dark night of the soul. You don't have to go through darkness to get to the light. You just don't. And if that's one of our beliefs, then we're going to believe that we have to pay for what we want. We have to pay for our enlightenment. We have to pay for our wellness. We have to pay for our abundance. You don't have to pay for it, guys. You just have to create it. Just create it, right?
Yeah.
Hello? Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
I'm not convinced.
Well, everything, you know, from the first of the show and every other caller has resonated as well. And then Yeah, I didn't think I had this pay for it thing anymore either.
Well, if God has it, we have it.
Okay.
Because we're God, and we literally had to balance it and redirect it for the energy of God, which is all thought, all possibility, and all space in between.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You know, it's just the expansion of the understanding of the greatness of our own energy, Emily.
Beautiful.
So that's the highest, most correct, most complete, and I got my big yes. And it just
awesome.
Hit me. Okay, well, that's all the affirmatives I get. It's my big yes and a hit on my arm. So,
and
all
it's
right, sweetheart.
And it's balanced and it's done.
Yes, ma'am. Thank your body now. All of that stuff can move out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
So
you
much.
Bet. Yeah, I'm, you know, I was determined I was going to find it because, seriously, I am always well. It's crazy. Kimmy, what do you want? What's up?
Hey. Oh, this show, I'm not kidding, Dee, is like really off the charts as usual.
Thank you.
I am just. Yes, yes, we do. I am just, I don't even know if I have a question. I am like so overwhelmed with what you just said. And
about which thing?
All of it. It's like I can create it all. And in the top of the show, you were talking about desire and wanting. I have been looking into creating more money for myself. And I want to know, have I been working from desiring or wanting?
Needing.
Neither. I'm sorry?
You've been working on creating it from needing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody, just stop. Just stop what you're doing, please. Okay. So think about needing more money. Go into the feeling and the emotion. Oh, I need more money. I need to have more money next month. I don't have enough. I need more money.
It's frantic energy.
Yes. And now think of the color red, because that gets you out of that. And now go, wow, how much money do I desire next month? And what is that desire when I have that money? And that desire and that beautiful, blissful hit of money, what does that feel like, my desire for that when I get it? Can you feel the difference?
Yeah, right now I can tell you right now, I feel like I've got like ants crawling all over me.
In a good way?
Oh yeah. It's like woo! It's like I'm like vibrating. Okay, I'm sorry, vibrating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I was honestly doing that, but I'm like, you know, I better talk to Dee because I think something's not working right. And you're right.
Always
wasn't.
Go to the feeling, guys. If it feels awesome and exciting and blissful, you're on the right track. Okay? But and then remember, also, I am the God of Kim that creates all her desires. And I have this awesome desire for more money. So, little brain, let's look at all the places I can create more money. Joyfully, in fun and games.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because a lot of us, when we think about creating that desire, we go to toiling and hard work and the heaviness of the actions we have to take in order to make the money that we're desiring.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I pretty much work 7 days a week doing something. I don't look at any of it as work. I could not wait I mean, I could have slept in here this morning here. My little eyes bounced open. I went, oh, I get to do my show today. I get to talk to my peeps today. Right?
Yay.
Not, oh, geez, I don't feel good. I got to get up. I got to do the show. No. Fun games. See if you can shift those old teachings that we've gotten from our families and our society and sins of the fathers passed down to us. All the possibilities are fun and games, guys. That's what creates the fun, is that all the possibilities are open to us. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go get him, Kim.
Wow. Okay.
And then, yeah, rare. And then, you know, guys, you do have to take action. So if you get all this in place, when you get all this in place, and you're given some divine ideas, you got to get your little batukas to walk out the door and go start working on them. Arlene in Colorado. Hi, honey.
Hi. This is my first time calling in as well. And
well, good, Arlene. Welcome.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I've been listening a lot, though. I have question about two issues. It really is about taking the actions, what actions to take, and wanting the results. So the first one, well, there are two. The first is I'm set to have a dental implant to fill in two missing places kind of near the front in my upper mouth. Now, I've read somewhere along the line that having an implant will obstruct the energy flow from the chakras. And
no.
My question is,
no.
Is
I get a
so?
No on
no.
that.
You get a no.
I get a no
you
on that.
Pretty, right.
But
okay.
Arlene,
well,
again,
mm-hmm.
as you believe, it is delivered unto you.
Right, right.
Okay, so,
so.
let me help you through this a minute. Who's the director
okay.
of your energy?
Me.
Okay. So if you want to get an implant and have free-flowing energy through your chakras, can you not direct that?
That's what I was just checking. Yes.
Okay.
I can direct that, correct?
As long as you know it, you direct it.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that. Thank you. The other one.
And I can tell you, Arlene, I've had two dental
yeah.
implants, and my chakras
okay.
seem to be just fine.
Yay. Oh,
yay.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. The second one, it has to do with eyeglasses and the brain. All right. I got my first ever prescription eyeglasses recently. For up close, even just a drugstore reader works fine. However, I really wanted for distance so that I can see the street signs better, especially the little ones. And, when I put them on, it's just what I see is total gobbledygook. And I've been told that, well, wear them for a week and my brain will adjust. However, I'm not thrilled about adjusting my brain to gobbledygook, so I would love some clarity from the channel on this. And plus,
okay.
I don't want to wear those glasses all the time. I'm happy with my vision otherwise.
Okay, so literally, they're saying this is kind of, comes in the funniest ways, that this is kind of an example of what we're doing in this work. We're all taking our brains from gobbledygook and training our brains to look at the world in a new way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, it is, again, not a doctor, but it is a
mm-hmm.
true fact that, and you can ask any, paraplegics or people that have to literally retrain their bodies and how to walk and everything, that you have to retrain the brain to work in new ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing. They would suggest that you don't probably do it while you're driving because you aren't able to adjust to it yet.
Right.
Right? So.
Right, absolutely.
To use the glasses and to tell your brain, right now you're fighting, you're telling your brain to fight adjusting because you have defined the gobbledygook as a negative instead of just something new that your brain needs to adjust to.
Okay. So I just the thought of adjusting my brain to, as I put it, gobbledygook. This can be a positive,
so,
not a...
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Just, fear. Mm-hmm. Okay,
so what you want to do, what you want to do, baby, is to direct your brain to adjust to the clarity of what you are seeing. And they're saying they want all of us to come together to do that right now. Because literally what Arlene has brought forward to us here today is exactly what all of us are doing with our brains in teaching them how to look and think, react, and perceive the world in new ways. That it's not gobbledygook. It's the clarity of the truth. So we are directing our brains to absolutely see, understand, and embrace the clarity of the truth that we see. And so it is. And now they're bringing me back to the shootings. So I want to see, I want all of us to see the clarity of the truth of what this is about, these shootings. They're about people in pain. They're about a country divided. They are cries for help from energy that is saying, I don't see the world clearly through the truthfulness of love that it is. And we must step forward. The more we hold it, the more energy we hold with us in that knowing, guys. And so it is. Wow, Arlene, I bet you didn't think you were going to bring all that in, did you, baby cake?
No.
See, you should call in more. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let us know how that goes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, Rhea, I want to answer your question that you've emailed me with. So what is the question that you sent the email about, baby?
I've still got guilt about leaving my children when I got divorced, and they're all grown up now, and I seem to still want to move to be near them when it's not necessarily a place that I really want to be. And so this is getting in the way of me seeing and me figuring out where a job is that's best for me.
Okay, so stop. Because Rhea just beautifully explained what a lot of us are doing against ourselves. So what she just said there is, I know what my problem is. I still feel guilty about not being there for my kids years ago. And I know that's in my way. But then you don't complete that by going, so I am the only one that can let go of that guilt, know that I did the best job I could at the time. I've learned a lot, and the best thing I can do for everybody is to move forward and make myself happy now. Otherwise, they're going to feel guilty. I'm going to feel pissed off, and nobody's going to expand into their higher awareness. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay, so can you in this moment right now go, I'm not going to feel guilty anymore. That's wasted energy. I'm just not going to do it. I'm never going to be able to go back. I'm never going to be able to create those times with them. But I have every power to create what I want right now. So I'm going to move ahead. I'm going to make the boldest, strongest choice for myself that I can. I'm going to create my happiness so that then I can share that happiness with my kids and be there for them when they need me in a more powerful way now. Now, how does that feel?
Wonderful, yeah, totally.
Okay,
yeah.
But you see, your brain couldn't find that until you were willing to give up the guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's time to move on, baby. It's just time to move on for you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. I'm glad we got that answered for you.
Me too. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Lynn, what do you want, baby cakes?
Hi.
Hi.
I just, you talked about, you'll start receiving all of these, new ideas once you get in alignment with all of that we've talked about, which I do believe I am now. But it's time to take action on things, because that's where I seem to have some resistance, and then it ultimately just makes me, I choose to go like small, quiet, then I get more depressed, and then...
Okay, well, don't! I want everybody, when you get off, you're on the internet anyway, again, go watch Bob Newhart, Stop It.
Okay.
Because you're doing exactly what I said to Rhea. You're telling me exactly what the problem is, Lynn. So it's not like you don't know what the problem is, but you're not changing the problem to a solution.
Right, exactly. And it's keeping me very frustrated.
No, it isn't. You are.
Okay. I am. Okay, yes. And I keep feeling like I'm going to be judged or that it's just, I just completely missed my opportunity for everything that I wanted. Like, it really feels very heavy like that.
Well, you're never going to know, see, because you don't ever push through.
Right.
And until you push through, then you don't have the experience of, oh, my God, if I would have just done this 10 years ago, everything would be different. You got to push through. Now, this is the core belief that's running everything. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. And that's exactly what you just described. So I'm going to value myself. I want to do this. I want to come forward. I want to expand. I want to take action. But whenever I value myself, I have to give up on myself and abandon myself, so I'm not going to finish.
Right, exactly.
Well, okay, so whenever I value myself, I am, by the God of me, going to come through for me every time. Whatever it is that I have to do, I'm coming through for me.
That sounds awesome. Yes, thank you. And I keep, with the shootings and stuff, I keep going back to the shooter and how many times people were notified about him. And I'm not, it's like...
It's not about that. It's not about that. If you go there, then we just go into blame about why people didn't do something.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean like the pain that he's in. Or was
yes.
in, or has been in. That's
yes.
what I mean. Like, the lack of love for somebody that's mentally ill is basically where I'm going.
Yeah,
like,
but
the lack,
guys, look, it's the lack. Listen to me. It's the lack of love that you're all expressing for yourself right now when you say, I know what my shit is, but I'm not going to move out of it.
Right, you're right. Yes, thank
it's
you.
It's the
yes.
same thing. We are in pain from our own self. We are in pain from not allowing ourselves to embrace the amazingness that we are. Because if we can truly embrace that, we do not ever have to pick up a gun or use any kind of force to feel our power. Because we live in it every freaking moment of our lives. And that's the only answer out there for all of this. How much love, how much love, how much love, how much love can I have for myself? How much am I going to look at what's holding me back and go, no more, I'm allowing myself to move out and embrace my greatness right now, this very minute, in a lot of fun and games. And so it is, baby cakes.
And so it is. Thank you.
Okay. Come on, guys. We can do, we have to do this. Okay? All right. We're going to Marilyn in North Carolina. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. I have got some severe low back pain in the vertebrae, three vertebrae in the lower back. And it feels like fear. It feels like helplessness.
Yeah, panic is the highest word. What are you panicked about?
Probably allowing my soul to drive my life instead of my personality.
Yeah. Yep, they're taking me to I can never be God. So you are literally on the cusp of your own freedom. Those are the words
yes.
that were just given to me. You know,
yes.
don't fight it, guys. She's bringing...
Well, the back pain has got me flatlined today. I'm laying on the couch as we speak, and I can't really get up very easily.
Well, what are you doing on a physical level, they want to know, to heal it?
Well, I'm actually getting Parkinson's symptoms, too. Where my right hand and my right arm and my right shoulder is shaking a lot. It feels like earthquakes. It feels like there's an earthquake inside of me.
And how long has that been going on, Marilyn?
Pretty strongly since January.
Okay. So what have you done to go check this out?
I've seen a neurologist and they were dismissive. They said my nerves were intact. The test results were inconclusive, and I've seen my GP, who is convinced there's something going on inside of me.
Well, there's something going on inside of all of us, honey. That's no answer. So,
well, I mean,
did they do an MRI? Did they do any of the definitive tests for Parkinson's?
Well,
yes or no?
I don't know, because they did a brain scan, and they said that there were some hardening of the arteries, but not anything out of line for my age.
Okay. So you don't have Parkinson's. They told you that,
well,
basically, didn't they?
No, they did not tell me that. They said I didn't have a stroke.
All right.
Now, I don't know about the test for Parkinson's.
All right, guys, let me tell you something. This is what's going on in the medical society in this country. We all sit and watch TV, and we're hit with 50 subconscious messages about every disease that we're going to get at over 50. And then you start going, that shifts your focus. And then you start looking at all the stuff that might be wrong with your body. And what symptom do I have? And then you start focusing on that. And then you start creating stuff. Whether it's there or not, you start creating. So you want to get a definitive answer. If it's Parkinson's, then they'll put you on medication that will help you. If it's not Parkinson's, you need to turn your attention toward health and quit worrying about it, because the worry is going to help create the symptoms, whether the symptoms are real or not. You guys know that. It's like the boogeyman in the closet. There isn't really one, but don't tell a four-year-old there's no boogeyman in the closet because he sees it.
Well,
all right, so hold on. Hold on. They want to give you the biggest core belief behind this is I can never be God. So we have to know that we are the gods that create our own wellness, and it's all fun and games, right? Because creating wellness before has been, I'm going to fix my sickness. We don't celebrate the wellness. We just kind of live in fear that the sickness is going to happen. Instead of focusing and celebrating and feeling the health and wellness that we love so much. So they want you to start there, because what I'm hearing, and you are your highest answer, so you always go to you. What I'm hearing is that this is being created a lot through your own fear, in opposition to you're locking your back up in fear, you're locking your body up in fear, in the apprehension that something is wrong. And they're also saying, my darling, that you need to find a trainer or a physical therapist or somebody that can teach you some stretching. You need to stretch. That's part of the reason that your back is so locked up also. On a physical level, you need to stretch, Marilyn. I'm sorry, baby, we're out of time. Hold on. Is there anything else? No. You've gotten all the information, so follow through and say, I'm not going to be in fear of anything that I don't know. Absolutely, there's something to be in fear about. And I'm going to find out so I know what I'm going to deal with here. Okay?
Blessings, Dee. Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet, sweetheart. All right, guys, please, I am urging you, make a choice. Make a choice about where you stand for yourself, for your lives, for your country, for your God, for the all of everything. And we are claiming, I know I'm the creator that creates every desire I want, and it's all fun and games, and I deserve it, and it's here, and so it is, baby cakes. I love you guys. Man, I love you guys. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.